Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we are so lucky to have Danny Lunderman, the family of the Lundermans from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both south in Richmond, Rosenberg area. Beautiful locations. I get in so much trouble when I come and visit you guys. So welcome, Danny. Thank you for being here this morning.
You bet. Good morning.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And just as a reminder, if you're just now tuning in, this is a co-op of locally owned and operated nurseries here in the Houston and surrounding county areas, Waller and up in Montgomery and Fort Bend. So they come in every Saturday morning to answer your questions and your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and to include all of those Home Show Garden Pros. So we've got this morning, you are honored to have Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You've also heard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Anita has been on the show, Peter and Mary. So we've got all sorts of sources for you. Plants for All Seasons. Sherry has been out here in the taking your calls and questions. Nature's Way Resources with John Ferguson and Spring Gardens Nursery. You've heard from Isaac, and actually he'll be here next week. So we have got your information, whatever is on your to-do list. So Danny, I'm kind of taking a breath because May is behind us.
It is.
Yes, May seems really full. You know, whether you have kids in schools or not, it seems full. You know, you've got Mother's Day. You've got, you know, there's spring items that we want to do in the garden. There's
my birthday.
Hey, and we've got birthdays in May. I think we have like five birthdays in May in our family.
May's a busy month for sure.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, Charlie's birthday was a few weeks ago and I got off the show and I went home and I went, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't reach out. So happy birthday, Charlie. So yeah, May is a full month. So I feel like it's a good breather. Now we can look forward and I'm looking around my yard as to, okay, what do I need to do to get ready for the summer heat, which is almost here.
It's coming.
Yes. And hurricane season, there's really not a lot we can do about that, except watch the radar.
That's it. keep your ears peeled.
That's right. That's right. You know, I was teasing a friend last night about natural events, and someone was talking about avalanches because of the floods out west. And I said, oh, that really scares me.
Avalanches are bad news.
Yeah. You can't see them on the radar like you can the hurricane. You know, at least the hurricane we can watch and sort of, you know, make some plans and that sort of thing.
No, it's coming.
Right, right. Now, speaking of natural events, I want to remind everybody that Enchanted has a wonderful Facebook page. I love it. So much good information, not just on what's in and what to come and buy, but you also have tips, you know, things to do. And this time of year, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. So we love the Facebook page. It's easy to find. Just on the little search bar, put Enchanted and Forest and Gardens will both come up. So I love that.
Good, good.
So June, what's one big thing that I should be thinking about for June for my lawn or garden, landscaping?
So, the summertime is a good time to think about your watering.
Oh.
So I preach it every day. People are overwatering right now, so you're really going to be overwatering when it gets hot.
Oh.
Everything gets used to it. So
they get spoiled.
Right, they get spoiled.
Uh-huh.
And so once it gets really hot, you're really going to be battling the water.
Because the time it comes out of the hose, it's evaporated because
it's
so hot.
So next week is going to be a pretty good chance of rain all week.
Right.
So that'll be a good time to reset everything, right?
Right.
To pull back on your irrigation run times and days of the week that you're watering.
Mm-hmm.
And wait till things stress out a little bit before you throw water at them.
That's right. I've heard the Home Show Garden Pros and you talking about let it kind of talk to you a little bit. Look at it and say, okay, I'm going to give you some water now.
Right.
Make you work for the water. Now, let's dig into the why. So I want I want to have a healthy lawn and healthy landscaping. So why am I like backing off on the water?
You want the roots to go down deep. If you're watering every day, which a lot of people do, the roots, there's no reason for the roots to go down. They're waiting for the next drink tomorrow.
Right. They're just sitting up on top. Yeah. Okay. And that's why sometimes you see the runners of your grass.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then tree roots will do the same thing. Right. So there's no reason to go down there because all the water's up here.
Yeah. And that's really important with your trees.
Oh, yeah.
Watering around the drip line, right?
Right. You want it to be down deep. Even on a big tree, you can lay a hose out there and just let it trickle for a couple hours. Yeah. And that way that water gets way down deep instead of just on top.
Now, I've got my sprinkler system off right now. Is that okay
instead of changing?
Because I really don't know how to change that.
If nothing's stressed out, then yeah, leave it off.
Yeah. And I watch for it. Now, I was walking around because I love to just walk around and see what needs to be done. You know, and I like to do little things at a time. You know, one little corner I'll deal with the weeds or I'll deal with the watering and just kind of make my rotation. I planted some new, I got some help planting some new items. But I noticed this one lily on either side of my front door. There are two of them. One looks like it's twice as old. You know, I mean, it is just blooming and big. And the other one, not so much. Well, I happened to go out after the sprinkler system had gone off. And that little guy's not getting any water. So that's a good idea because my plants are growing and doing and blocking and that sort of thing. So watch out for that.
Yeah, you need to do everybody ought to do a check, you know, maybe once a month or something like that of the sprinkler system.
Uh-huh.
Let it run on a test cycle. And you can walk around and chase the zones around the house, right?
Right.
You may get a little wet, but at least you'll know what's going on.
Right.
I mean, it is important because you can have a broken head and don't even know it.
Oh, those broken heads. Yeah. Mowing the lawn or even if the lawn gets a little dry.
Yeah.
And then the age. Mine is so old, I feel like we're always fixing something.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah. So watch the watering. That's a big deal right now. Go out and watch the weather. You know, it's nice to sort of get involved with your lawn and landscaping because you really begin to learn if something is struggling or not.
Well, right now, I've been telling everybody since we're having the rain next week, turn your sprinkler systems off ahead.
Yeah.
Right? If you're running now, go ahead and turn them off.
Yeah.
And hopefully the weatherman's right and we'll get that rain.
Right.
But there's no reason to already have a super soaked yard when you're going to get rain
right
tomorrow, I think.
Exactly. And let it soak in. And it's so much – I feel like my grass is much happier after the Mother Nature rain.
You bet.
I mean, I can be out there watering with a hose like crazy, but boy, when it gets rain, it just is much happier.
Yeah, Mother Nature is the best.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have all the stuff in it. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And let's go over what's on your to-do list this weekend.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, gardeners. This is Shelby with Nature's Way Resources, and I just wanted to let you guys know that we have a surplus of fungal compost. And what is fungal compost? Well, it's not mushroom compost. Our fungal compost is rich in beneficial mycorrhizal fungi, screened to a fine uniform texture, and it's great for flowers, trees, and shrubs. we have an incredible excess of this, and we need room for more material. So that's why we're offering it to you at a discounted price. Every Friday is Fungal Friday, and that means 10% off of fungal compost bags and 20% off of fungal compost in bulk. We'll be running this special until our supply clears out, so come on out this Friday and stock up on your quality compost, and don't forget to stop by the nursery and check out our new fruit trees and seasonal vegetables. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center.
I love Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. Well, I love all of our Home Show Garden Pros, but it's a beautiful location. Danny Lenderman is here with us from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning, and I welcome him and thankful that he's here this morning. He was reminding us that top of mind would be to watch out for your watering right now. We don't want to be watering every day. We want to soak it in. And he suggests, you know, maybe even turning it off or readjusting your timing. Watch the weather. And I would say, Danny, maybe watch the weather and not necessarily the weatherman.
Right, yeah.
Because it's funny because we'll have family call from out of state and they'll say, oh my goodness, it's flooding in Houston. And we're like, well, we're outside in shorts. Houston's 600 square miles, so it's not happening here.
It's weird.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. If you're just now tuning in, good morning. And I hope you're enjoying that cup of tea, coffee, or orange juice. And I want to know what is on your gardening list today, because I've got a list. And we also have questions that come in to homeshowgardenpros.com. And I was showing Danny a few of the pictures earlier this morning. And Danny, let's look at, we've got a Jennifer who sent in a picture. She wants to know, about her lantanas. And I know I get teased from Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens because I'm a little obsessed with lantanas. I don't know. There's something about them. They're so delicate, but they're tough as nails.
It's a good plant.
Yeah, they're really tough, but I do have to wash my arms when I
trim. Yeah, they can be a little irritating.
Yeah, so watch out for the leaves. But there's a picture of a lantana that I showed you, and it's got some, it looks like little berries on it. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, just seeds.
Okay.
More than likely, they won't, you know, cause up, you know, invasion of the flower bed or anything.
Okay.
Very rarely do you see them come up from seed.
So are they before or after the flowers?
After the flower.
Okay.
So, come to find out, Mother Nature didn't make the flowers for you.
Right.
The flowers are to make seeds so that plant species continues.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'm wondering, are those seeds edible for our birds? Or
I'm sure the birds and the
nice.
Yeah, all the critters eat them.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't suggest you eating any of them because I'm not sure. Yeah. So, and especially as feisty as those leaves can be on the lantana.
Right.
I don't know. It might be a defense system. But they look so cute on there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I really had noticed that.
Not all varieties do that.
Okay. This one is the pink and orange and yellow one. What do they call it? Not the bacon and egg.
No, that's probably... camera or something.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I will tell Jennifer that is perfectly fine. Now we have another question where we had they sent in two separate emails, but they were the funny looking mushrooms.
So mushrooms, not that big a deal. Mushroom needs organic matter, decomposing organic matter,
mm-hmm.
moisture, and shade. And that's pretty much any flower bed, right?
Right.
So,
right.
It's very common.
Right.
I wouldn't worry about them. Don't eat them.
Oh, right.
But
well, and I may post these pictures of these mushrooms because one is orange. I mean, it looks like a popsicle, and then the other one is sort of a fluffy, thin stalk,
so
gray
many,
ones. Yes,
so many different varieties of mushrooms, and I'm no expert by any means, but yeah, mushrooms are not an issue.
Right. And we get other, you know, comments about different mushrooms, especially about, you know, April when are moist. And so they're just going to be growing in that moist area because they are fungus.
Yep.
Okay. So don't freak out about
them. No, you can pull them out if you want. But they won't hurt anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, speaking of organic matter and compost, is that something that we should be thinking about for our lawn and garden?
Well, you probably should have already done it.
Okay.
So if you haven't, I don't know if I'd do it right now.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you should have already done that in the spring. It'd be my
suggestion, yeah.
Preference.
Yeah.
But, you know, make sure your plants are mulched.
Oh, right.
So that it shade the roots from the sun.
Right.
So that'd be one thing to think about. If you, you know, got lazy or got busy and didn't do it, you ought to do that, and that would protect the roots from the sun.
Right. And that's a fun task. I mean, I know that sounds bizarre. Well, I had an experience with mulch. I had some construction in the backyard. We got everything taken care of. It looked really great. And 2 weeks down, I noticed the person helping me mow my lawn literally was bagging up my mulch because they used that blower on the new dry mulch. Right. You know, they were blowing the leaves out, but they were blowing that mulch. I was so now the mandate is just leave my beds alone. Just cut the grass. Just cut it and move on. Well, I have spent the last several weekends mulching and I really have enjoyed it. It was lots of fun. And I basically, it wasn't all gone, but you know, I took care of around those new plants, like you said.
Yeah, mulching is kind of monotonous, right? To kind of, you know, not hard. It's, you don't have to think about anything. Yeah. Just do it. And then when you get done, it looks pretty.
Yeah, you can listen to a podcast when you're doing it. So anyway, that was my mulching. I just, you know, mine was bagged and disappeared. So I had to start over. So anyway, it's done.
Good.
Well, you know what? Is it ever done in
the
yard?
I'm about to say, is it almost done?
Right. Is it ever done? But that's what's so fun about the gardening and landscaping. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Danny a call at 281-833-3333. He is here in the studio from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens taking your calls after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now, 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have all the lawn products that you'll need. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea, fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now let's get back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And we love Plants for All Seasons. Thanks, Sherry, for that information. Beautiful location up north off of 249. Easy to get to, easy parking. And like all of our Home Show Garden Pros, they help you load what you need up into your car. And that is so helpful. The biggest point that I love about our Home Show Garden Pros is that when you go to Enchanted Gardens or Enchanted Forest or any of our Home Show Garden Pros, you don't just need to find Danny or Joey. Anybody there can help you. And I love that. I mean, that is so important that, of course, you know your stuff because y'all are pros. And I appreciate that. I'll never forget when I went to go get I wanted an apple tree. And I wish I remembered the young man's name, but he was so enthusiastic about the apple trees at Enchanted.
Good.
He was like so excited, which made me even more excited about my apple tree. So, and the squirrels have enjoyed some of the apples too,
yeah,
but that's okay. I share. I'm fine with that. Danny, we have got Vic on the line for you. Good morning, Vic. What do you have for Danny?
Hey, good morning. I am, on a mission to plant some roses at my dad's house today, and I was wondering if you had any special instructions on how to plant those, how deep, you know, you pull them out of the pot, and I know they have a root ball. Do you rake all that dirt off, or do you, you know, how deep do you go? You know, just general, like, how to plant the knockout rose bushes. And then secondly, I know Dan was probably on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about a really awesome mulch that's kind of a step higher than what the general, like, you know, neighborhood lawn landscaping guys put in, but it was a richer mulch. What was the brand of that, and where could I find all these things?
Great.
The mulch maybe been black velvet, and that's Landscaper's Pride product.
Yeah, it's a good one. Actually, I just went through all of that, Landscaper's Pride Black Velvet. You can feel the difference in that mulch. It's really nice, and it's not dyed.
Right.
That's the key. I mean, the name is Black Velvet, but it's nice mulch. And you can get that at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. That's what I would choose. You can go on homeshowgardenpros.com and look at the locations, but Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens has it. I don't know exactly where you're located. Or where you're headed to with your roses.
I'm up north.
Okay.
So Tom Ball.
Okay. How about Spring Gardens Nursery or Plants for All Seasons? If you're way north, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So all of those guys are up north. Now tell us about, so you have already chosen the roses. They're the knockout roses.
I'm going to shop for them today. I'd like to know. I guess I could find those at the same place.
Oh, yeah. And I think, and I'd be really careful. I would really recommend our Home Show Garden Pros because they are going to have the healthy roses and they're going to have roses that are going to do well here. So anyway, Danny, what do you have suggestions for roses for him?
So are you going to go in an existing bed, or are you creating a new flower bed, or what are you up to?
It's an existing bed. My mom passed away, but she has kept the beds really nice for many, many years, so it's an existing, really rich bed. I'll dig into those and find a bunch of worms and a lot of good microorganisms and stuff, so I think it's good soil.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so you probably ought to add a little bit of compost to it, right, to refresh the organic matter in there. When you plant the rose, I always like to plant the root ball, leave the root ball sticking out of the ground just a little bit, you know, an inch or so. And just mulch around that. Don't leave any. Make sure there's no air pockets when you dig the hole and put the dirt back in. So, you know, water it in really well, and that usually takes care of all the air pockets. I heard you mention earlier about knocking all the dirt off. Don't knock all the dirt off, but you could maybe tickle the roots a little bit. You know, typically you do all that while you're taking the pot off and, you know, getting it into the hole. But if it's, you know, really root bound, you may want to tickle it a little bit, but don't take all the dirt off.
Okay. And would you recommend, like, since they're new in the ground, any kind of feed for the first days in the ground?
If you're going to do anything, I would probably do MicroLife acidifier. They like a little more acidic soil than we have. You know, up there on the north side, you're probably going to have a little more acidic soil than we do down here in Fort Bend County.
Mm.
But that would be about the only thing. So be gentle. You want gentle fertilizer at first, right? You don't want to shock the plant with synthetic fertilizer that's going to burn the new roots.
Okay. Thanks so much for the advice. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy the shopping for roses. What a sweet son you are. Good job, and enjoy that.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I love that he's going to find some roses to plant in his dad's garden. It sounds like the beds have been nurtured, and you just kind of add a little bit more to it, the compost and the microlife, and get those roses in the ground. So wonderful suggestions and guidance on that, Danny. Thank you. Danny is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. When we return, we'll talk with Sam.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. We may have some rain coming this weekend, which is good for our lawn and gardens, that's for sure. Give Danny a call from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's here in the studio at 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number, 281-833-3333. And let us know what you are headed to do out in your lawn and garden. We have got Sam on the line. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. What's on your list?
Well, I listen to you guys every weekend, Saturday morning, and I love your show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
What I'm struggling with currently is getting my grass to grow back, my St. Augustine in the backyard. It used to be a beautiful carpet of St. Augustine, and now the drought we had last year and then the freeze kind of turned it into hay, and it's not coming back. And I've tried everything. I've even planted a little bit of sod to kind of encourage it. But all I have now is pretty much every weed you can think of in the backyard.
Oh, no. All right, Danny, what are our steps here? Sounds like a job.
You probably had grub worms or chinch bugs last summer, and that's probably what did it in. Grass, St. Augustine doesn't typically die for no reason. The freeze might have beat it up a little bit, but it shouldn't have killed it either. You have enough sun on it, right?
Yes, I water it. I don't water it every day. I just listen to you guys. I water, probably every other day.
Okay. So cut back on the watering a little bit. Try to go to every third day. I never want to do every day or every other day. I like every third day. And really, if you can get by with less than that, it's even better. But right. I'll give you the third day. Mm-hmm. So you probably ought to rake up the dead.
Okay.
Right? If it's dead, get it out of there. It won't come back. You can lay down some compost, a thin layer of compost, and then you're going to have to probably resod at least some areas to get the grass started again. Because if it's dead, it's gone. There's nothing there for it to come back.
Yeah.
So some new squares of grass would help the process, speed up everything. So it'll grow from the inside out and from the outside in.
Yeah. And the compost is going to help his soil.
It'll help the soil. It add organic matter to the soil and the grass. That's what grass needs.
Okay. I noticed I have one common weed I have back there. I don't know if it's nutsedge.
It could be.
Or crabgrass. It looks like a thick blade of grass, if that makes sense. I have a lot of that back there.
It stands up tall? I mean, it's like a upright?
Yeah. Yeah, it grows pretty well back there.
Yeah, it's probably nutgrass. And nutgrass is a good indication of too much water and poor soil.
Ah.
Okay.
So that's probably what's going on. Like I said, your St. Augustine is pretty dang tough, but the bugs last year probably got it. And that's grubs are one of the usual suspects because they'll eat the roots all summer long, and you really don't notice it until fall. And like this year, we had the bad weather. And you probably said, hey, the winter killed it. Well, it's probably grub worms that ate all the roots all summer and all fall. Then that's what happened. Did you have a lot of June bugs? You remember a bunch of June bugs?
The woods are right behind my backyard, so I have, I guess, moles or voles that are making little holes sometimes.
Could be. You live up north?
Yes, I live in Conroe.
Yeah, sandy soil.
Yeah.
So that's a little different for me because I've always grown up in the clay down here in Fort Bend County, and we don't have moles over here or very few places. But yeah, the moles that, you know, they're down there typically eating the bugs, right? So that's another that's another good indicator that you probably had bugs, and that's why you have the moles.
Yeah. So you've got to get that soil healthy now. So that's what the compost is for, is get some good compost. We love Nature's Way compost. Easy for you to get because it's up. Nature's Way is right there between Woodlands and Conroe.
Yes.
And then the patches of sod, get that watered in. What about any feeding?
And if you're going to, again, on anything new, I always recommend organic.
Okay.
So MicroLife would be what I would do. And so I tell you also, this weekend would be a great time for you to attack that project with the rain next week.
Yeah, it'll keep you from my wife that.
Yeah, it'll keep you from having to drag the hose every day watering the grass.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it'll work because like Danny was saying, you know, St. Augustine is pretty tough. And once you get that started, you know, and with those suggestions, you're going to get it started correctly. So sorry you have to go through this, but I know there's always something to do out in the yard. But does that help?
Yes, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sam. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
He's got some work ahead, and it'll be a labor of love.
There you go.
Wow. Well, that can be disappointing. And just like you described, you know, you think, oh, it's just the weather, you know, in the fall. Right. It's just the weather. And then the winter comes, and then you're thinking, okay, it's in dormancy. And then the spring comes, and you're like, oh, wait, it's not in dormancy. It's gotten damaged by something. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita.
And Mary.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Hey, Mom, guess what?
What?
We have many types of soils tailored specifically for your needs.
Like what?
Well, for example, we have three types of soils for plants and pots. And specifically formulated soils for roses, berries, vegetables, etc.
And the plants to grow in all these soils. From fruit trees, to shrubs, to perennials, to annuals, to succulents, to houseplants.
And as always, we are the source for aquatic plants, like water lilies and bog plants, which we grow ourselves, all at
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find us.
And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Sandy.
Well, you know what? I just planted a mini orchard in my backyard last weekend or a few weekends ago. And you know what was added along with those beautiful fruit trees? MicroLife. You've heard us talking about MicroLife. It is such an important item to have on your garden shelves. I have quite a variety on my garden shelf. So it's time to fertilize, getting ready for the summer for our turf and ornamentals. I like to fertilize with MicroLife Humates Plus. You can also use the MicroLife 624 or the hybrid. This will last you all summer and it's great for water conservation. And we've talked about that. It's going to nurture your soil so that your roots go deeper and that your water goes further. So MicroLife is a wonderful organic product to use. You've also heard me talking about the MicroLife liquids. I am obsessed with the super seaweed because when I go out there and spray my landscaping with the super seaweed, the next morning, I'm telling you, my plants are just happy as can be. This is an inexpensive and it's a quick way to give a little boost to your plants and landscaping. It can help reduce that summer stress that's about to come and your plants will just thrive. The people at MicroLife believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife produces nutritious soils and plant foods for your gardens, your flowers, your vegetables, and your lawns. Look for MicroLife at your favorite nursery or your Home Show Garden Pro location. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better. And good morning. We have Pete on the line to talk with Danny. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
We're great. What do you have for Danny?
I got an evergreen tree, and I believe I got some bagworms on it.
Yep.
And need to know what to do with that.
So are they webworms or bagworms in a little bag? It's like a little bag. Yeah, like a little sack. Yeah, okay. I was curious. So One of the problems is they're not doing anything right now. They're not eating the plant, so they're just hanging out on the plant. They're gonna hatch. So you should have already treated it. Usually, what the best is a imidacloprid, annual tree and shrub, or there's a couple of different versions of it, but an active ingredient imidacloprid. But it won't do anything to them right now because they are not eating. But you can prevent the next generation of them from coming around.
Okay.
Do I need to pull them off?
Yeah, if you can, that's a way to do it. Pull them off and get rid of them.
And treat it?
Yeah, and you probably ought to treat it because you're not going to get them all off.
Okay.
They're sneaky little dudes.
Can you reach them?
And what do I treat it with?
Imidacloprid is going to be the active ingredient.
Okay.
And is it a spray?
What I need to know.
It's a pour. You can do it in a spray or a pour on.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that helps, Pete. Let's get rid of those guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, walking around and checking your plants and your landscaping, mm-hmm. you will find something. I found some poison ivy this week.
Oh, yeah.
In doing my little mulching around, and I was very careful. I did end up going to get gloves because I don't wear gloves when I'm playing in the soil. So I went and got my gloves. I had a long sleeve shirt on and I carefully pulled it out. But boy, it was really attacking some of my beautiful shrubs.
Yeah.
It happens quickly.
The birds would bring a seed in and next thing you know, you got a whole jungle full of it.
Yeah. I mean, it just wraps around and I was like, you are getting out of here. Bagged it up and out it goes. So it's a good idea to find out, you know, about these, because we've heard a lot about the little nests of different bugs, you know, plants and trees. So
yeah, I always pay attention to everything out in the yard,
right.
Along with the sprinkler system. But
yeah,
if you can catch the problem early, it's a lot easier.
Yeah,
like the fellow with the grass.
Yeah,
you know, if he would have noticed that last year, he could have prevented all this.
Right, exactly, and that's why it's a great idea to take pictures and take it into one of our Home Show Garden Pros, because you guys could probably diagnose whether this is what we do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it. Is it take all or
take all patch?
Take all patch or grubs or chinch. Yeah. And then we can take care of that early on and not have to wait through the winter. Well, he's got a great solution from you. So I'm excited for him to be able to get out there and at least get it corrected. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I want to remind you that we have Danny here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. But we also have a rotation of Home Show Garden Pro experts who come and take your calls and questions at 281 281-833-3333, and they are Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and Spring Gardens Nursery, and today is Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You know, the other thing that people don't remember about, we were talking about May was such a busy month with celebrations, but Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, you have beautiful little gift shops.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that. You know what? Looking for a gift or an indoor item is a great, you know, that's another great place you can stop. Once you've filled up your cart with mulch and plants, you can go in and find something at the gift shop.
Yeah, there's always something new.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things to see out there because it's such a big place. So it takes people hours to walk around you know, the whole place.
Right. And it's shaded. And I love the organization. I mean, both locations are so well organized, so it's not intimidating. If you're kind of new to the gardening and landscaping, it's not intimidating. You can go and kind of look around and then ask some questions, and you will really enjoy and have fun out in your lawn and garden. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Danny a call from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's here in the studio at 281-833-3333, and we will return with some Home Show Garden Pro questions after this.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn.
Gardening should be fun. That's why I love Sienna Mulch. It is a fun place with people who live for what they do. They are really enjoying it out there. And you know what? I just want to give a quick shout out to Ashley. Congratulations to the family of Ashley at Sienna Mulch. They just had another baby boy. So congratulations and best wishes. And yeah, you probably won't be getting sleep anytime soon, but it is so worth it. I've seen pictures of little Murphy, and he is just precious. So welcome and congratulations, Ashley. Sienna Mulch, yes, they make it fun out there. It is a fun location to go south there in Rocheron area. They want you to have a beautiful yard, and you can start with Sienna Mulch. They are a green waste recycling facility. They manufacture their own premium mulch. It's been family owned since 2009. Like I mentioned, Ashley, Courtney, and Mario are taking over. They are doing a great job. You can choose, just take your list. What is your project this weekend? And they have mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravel, and stone. Anything you have for that big project to start off with. Sienna Mulch also carries our favorite fertilizers and plant foods that you've heard us talking about. They have landscapers tools, which are super interesting. There's one from Italy. Looks like it's tough as nails for your project. So you can load up with your big items for your projects. Plus, if you need some help, they deliver. Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch. So thank you and good morning. We are here on Home Show Garden Pros Sports Radio 610. You can give Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens representative a call. His name is Danny. Danny is here in the studio with us taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. He is our Home Show Garden Pro, and we are so excited to have him here this morning. Lots to talk about here at the beginning of June, getting ready for the big heat that we're going to see in the next few months and how to get our lawn and garden ready for that. And we have Sabian. Is that correct on the line?
Yes.
Well, good morning. What do you have for Danny?
Well, I have a Maranta prayer plant, house plant, and it experiencing curling leaves. And I don't think I have pests, but it might be too hot. But I'm trying to see what could be the reasons for that. I know it's about two or three.
Usually when they curl up like that, it's either watering issue or sun. So if they're getting too much sun, they'll curl up so they can protect themselves.
Hmm.
Gotcha.
So I don't know where you have it at, but if you're getting too much sun on it, that'll cause it. But watch your watering as well. How long have you had the plant?
About 6 months.
Okay.
And it was vibrant, and then it started curling. And at that time, I had it in a window. So I took it out of a window, and it seems like it's a little less stress.
Yeah, that was probably – so the you got to think about it, that the angle of the sun has changed over the last 6 months. So now where you had it was, you know, and the sun's a lot gentler in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sun right now is pretty intense. And so, yeah, it's very likely the cause of it.
Okay. I think I got it because it's not in a window now. It's sitting out like in a room, and it seems to be a little less stressing.
So your watering's going to change too now that it has less light. So don't overwater it. You might need to change your watering program a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I'll
do that.
Enjoy that plant. Thanks for your call. And we don't talk a lot about houseplants, but that is another huge area to enjoy. And like you said, kind of read your plant. And you're so right about the sun. I have, we've got a plant on the kitchen table, and now is when we get the direct west sun in that. And I've got a shade between June and about September. I have that shade just closed to one point the entire time because, boy, from 3 until 8 o'clock, it's just intense.
Yeah, people don't think about the sun changing. No, it's been there for the last, you know, couple months. And I'm like, well, now it's different.
Right.
And even going into winter, right? So you had it in a certain spot and it was doing great. And then as winter comes along, the sun's angle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so either the plant gets more sun or less sun. So,
yeah.
And every time it you change that, you also got to watch your watering habits
because
your watering habits should change.
Right. And that's what's so fun about gardening and landscaping, whether you're a master gardener or you're dabbling in it, is it's a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
And it makes me more aware. You know, I'm thinking, okay, why is this happening? Because you've heard me say, okay, now tell me why. You know, you can tell me to do something, but I want to know the why.
Yeah.
And I love that. Now, what I didn't ask him was about feeding that plant. Is there anything special I should do for an indoor plant?
We usually use MicroLife
as
an indoor fertilizer, but that's –
it's a new plant for him.
Yeah. I mean, so – yeah, he probably should be feeding it by now. Yeah, I think he said 5 or 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And so he should be feeding it.
Okay. How often do I need to feed my indoor
plants? Probably once a month would be good.
Wow.
I mean, usually they come from the grower with fertilizer, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're fertilized then. So it depends on what all he did. And a lot of people like to repot them in a pretty pot and different things. So there's a lot of questions. But when the leaves are curling like that, it's usually water or sun.
Mm-hmm. But that's a great reminder that when we have a plant in a container, it is contained.
Yeah.
So it can't reach out into your bed for nutrition. Okay. So we need to make sure that we've got that MicroLife on our shelf to dabble that on our plants, indoor and outdoor.
We usually use the plant and energy. The liquid.
Oh, the liquids.
Yeah. That's what we use.
Yeah. I love the liquid. I've got the seaweed, and I've got the blooming liquid MicroLife, and then of course I've got some granules, you know, whenever I think that something needs a little boost. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. You can reach him at 281-833-3333 to talk to him about what is on your gardening list this weekend.
Ready for that lawn you've dreamed of? Choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I hope you are enjoying that cup of coffee and looking out the beautiful window from your balcony or your porch or your kitchen and deciding, okay, what am I going to tackle today? Or actually, what am I going to have fun out in the yard doing today? And you know what? Danny was just talking to me about MicroLife at our break, and he asked me about the acidifier. So, Danny, Give us the good information that you suggested that I need to get on board on.
So the MicroLife acidifier, roses and azaleas, camellias, gardenias, they all need the acidic soil.
Okay.
But everything will benefit from the acidifier and the MicroLife acidifier. So that when the pH is off, the plant cannot pick up the iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically when you put sulfur down, which is what's in the MicroLife acidifier, it will green up everything. So if you happen to spill some in your yard, you'll have a really, really green spot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. But, yeah, I was talking to Mike Saran about it, and we thought that the acidifier, especially in our part of the country, you know, down in Fort Bend County,
mm-hmm.
would be probably the top seller, or it should be the top seller.
Oh, okay.
Because pretty much everything will benefit from it because we have such alkaline soil.
Right, right.
Up north, you know, they – with all the pine trees and all,
right?
They're pretty acidic up there, but we don't have that luxury down here.
Yeah, I've got the clay.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You've got
yeah.
that thick clay, and it's a liquid.
It's a granular.
It is a granular,
just like the 624. You wouldn't know the difference except for the color of the bottle or the bag.
Okay. Yeah. Now it's not. Is it the pink one?
It's the red.
Red one.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the pink is blooming.
The pink liquid is blooming.
Okay.
The all pink right. bag is the ultimate. No, not the ultimate, the hybrid.
Hybrid one. Okay. Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to get the acidifier.
Yeah. Give it a try.
So I can put it on all of my landscaping?
Yeah. Everything's going to benefit from it, especially, like I said, down here in our area.
That's great. Thank you for that hint.
You bet.
Because my landscaping is looking really healthy and good. I mean, I've been really nurturing, especially the new stuff. So new items that were put in like April-ish.
Yeah.
I'm still doing some hand watering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm watching to not overwater. So they have already been fed, quote unquote. Is this okay for me to add the acidifier?
Yeah, you bet.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're never going to burn anything with the MicroLife, and that's the beauty about
thank
it.
You. Well, yes.
But there's no reason to overdo it, right?
Right,
you don't,
right, right, right.
Don't
right.
do it every day.
Right, right. Okay, well, I'm going to, because I haven't added that acidifier, so thank you for that hint and wonderful piece of, that's what's on my to-do list this weekend
good.
Then. That's great. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we learn something new every show.
Every day.
And it is so fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give Danny a call at 281-833-3333, and he may have some more hints after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.